Now, if I were to ask you, when is Jimmy Kimmel on?
Mm-hmm.
What time?
At night.
What time?
11?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know either. So he's got a new segment called Clown Hall.
Okay.
Which is idiots in town hall talking about masks. And he calls it Clown Hall.
Oh, that's good. Because there's so much of that now. It's like I have seen more parents at school board meetings and people at town hall meetings. Like, I've seen more video and audio of that lately than anything that's been going on TikTok. TikTok is like taking a backseat to this kind of video. I can't wait to see what Clown Hall is.
So he picked the best ones that he could find and made a new segment.
If God wanted us to cover our mouth and nose, he would have made us that way.
We are designed to breathe oxygen, not our own body waste.
Maybe the reason why we have people in the hospitals all this mask wearing. Did we ever think of that? Did we ever think of that?
Yeah, doctors. Oh, yeah, doctors wear masks. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all the time.
Entities and all the school boards of all the United States of America.
I know you guys think that's a conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's a conspiracy fact.
You with that diaper on your face, if he farted right now, could you smell it?
Science is
what's
ridiculous.
It got to do? Oh, my God.
I got this in Peru. It's a beautiful outfit. I'm wearing this because the only way I could go to school today was because I had to act like I had on a freaking burka.
God forbid my son get it and die. That would be hard. That would be so hard. But that was my choice.
E.T. came down. They quarantined the whole house. They had hazmat suits on. What do you have, short-term memory loss? Because I think you do.
What's he talking about?
And put it there on you your go. Vaccination Spoon. Spot. Guess what? It's going to stick to you.
Yes, it will. Look.
Oh, that's right. This is the people that think that, somehow they're
Guess
metallic.
You take a black light flashlight and shine it on your veins, and you're now going to glow in the black light. Because
I can't believe
what?
These people are
you're
in
no
the world.
Human. Your children and your children's children.
Oh, wow. He's scary. Look. Well, this guy looks homeless, and he's...
Who wins?
Some of these people do look really insane. They don't look like normal human
people. So that was his plan.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny because some of them do look nuts. They look like if you worked in a restaurant and they came in, you'd be like, you'd call over the security and be like, can you keep an eye on that table over there?
Yeah,
like that's, this is gonna, something's going to go down. But there's like one or two that could probably pass for normal until they open their mouths, you know? And then the scary thing is a couple of them were at school meetings, which means they have children.
Yeah. And they, okay. So, that leads me to something that has been bothering me for the past couple of days. So I'm a big vax guy. I think, you know, they say, should you get the flu shot and the vaccine shot at the same time? I say mix them together. Get it all done at the same time.
Right.
You know, I'm all for getting vaccinated and getting the world back on track.
Yeah.
But so now kids can get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But before this, people put their kids in the study.
What do you mean? Like, they put their kids in the study to be vaccinated to see how they responded.
Right. And that I don't understand. So I understand once it comes out and the government says it's okay and doctors say it's okay, but to put your children, there's a lady who had four kids. She put them all in the study, and they all got the vaccine before it was even proven that it was good.
Right, that it was okay for children, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't understand how you can have a kid and say, oh, yeah, just go ahead.
I'll tell you exactly how. Okay, so it's not an experimental drug. It's not like they're working on some drug that we don't know about. They're giving them the vaccine that adults have. They're just giving it to them in a different dosage. So there's not a lot of risk involved, you know, and they get paid to be part of the study. And some people are really into science. I mean, think about this. Like, a lot of people on the back of their driver's license, they check off that little box for organ donor, which I would never do because the concept, I know that it's wrong of me. I know that, like, morally, if I die young, my heart and eyes and parts of me could help save somebody's life. Like, I like that idea, but the concept of I'm one of those people who's really paranoid that if I'm kind of like teetering on life, you know, like, should we not pull the plug? Oh, look, she's an organ donor. Pull that plug. We can use those organs. You know, I'm really paranoid with stuff like that, which I know is a total conspiracy theory. I know it's total bullshit, but it's one of those things that I think about, you know, and then in life, I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm not very good at like helping people to begin with. You know, I'm not the nicest. If I get murdered, you know, like when people get murdered and people go, oh, she was so nice. She just would take the shirt off her back. No one's going to say that about me.
No.
No one's going to say that. So it's not surprising that I'm not an organ donor, you know, and I can use religious reasons. But the truth is I'm a selfish bitch. Let's be honest. but there are people that do. They're organ donors and they're charitable and they care about the world and they're not putting their children in harm. This is not an experimental drug. Like I said, it's not like they're concocting something brand new that, I don't know, your kids may grow up without ears. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No. So it's a calculated risk.
But they put these kids in there before it was even released to the adults. I mean, they've been in this study for over a year now. So I don't understand how you can have four kids and you put all four of them in a study like this. I don't get that.
Money, first of all, that's one of the reasons. But you get paid a lot of money to be part of a study like that at that level. But again, the thing about the coronavirus vaccination that we had, it's not a brand new vaccine.
No, some of these
that's important to know. Some of these vaccines have been around. This one in particular, that was around 15 years that they were waiting for the disease that this vaccination would fulfill. So, and then it ended up happening. And then they took that vaccination and they tweaked it and whatever. But I'm just saying, like, it's not, and that's not, I didn't read the medical study, so I'm not even giving them the medical explanation for it. But these aren't brand new. So you're not really putting your kid in real harm's way. And, you know, these medical experts do know harm is a big part of it. They can't do something that they know is going to be harmful, right?
I know, but I don't mind putting myself through the study. I would put myself in the study. I don't know if I'd put my four-year-old in the study. That to me is a little crazy. Just a little bit, especially all four. You're putting all four kids in this. You have no idea when this first came out.
You and I have a hard time getting our mind around people who really want to do what's right for the greater good. You know, there's people like that out there. Thank God there's people like that out there. Otherwise, we wouldn't have half the vaccinations that we have and half the cures that we have and people willing to put their lives at risk and, you know, and leaving their bodies to science and all that kind of stuff. There's people out there that they feel that it's their destiny. It's important to do. It's hard for you and I to get our mind around that.
But
there's people like that out there. But I feel like, especially religious people, you know, these might be very religious people. They might be people that feel like they're doing God's work or they're
and
helping
do it to
the
yourself.
Good.
I can see doing it to yourself. I don't know if I'd put my dog in a trial. I would have to think about that before. I don't even think I would do that. But yeah. Me, I don't mind putting me in the trial, but a kid that can't tell you the side effects or anything like that, I don't know if I should do that.
No, but a four-year-old can tell you the side effects and you can see, you could test the child. I mean, think about it. Your child is the person that potentially could be saving the lives of millions of other four-year-olds. So I think
And I don't care about the other four-year-olds. I care about my four-year-old.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
And they had to test this on babies. So you just had a baby and they said, hey, can we test this vaccine on this baby? Yeah, sure.
Right.
Go for it.
Yeah, right. That's a little hard to, giving somebody your baby, here, take my baby, stick it with a vaccination, see how it goes. Now, I know, but I'm just telling you, there's people out there that are better than you and I that want to help the world. That's all I'm saying. And it's a way to help the world, how the world needs to be helped right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big thing. Like if you do volunteer work or charity work or that kind of thing, you have to do something that's actually helping people. You got to do stuff that people need you to do. Like I would love if there was a charity where I just had to like scratch my own dog at home, like I could raise money just staying home and scratching my dog. That doesn't exist. Do you know what I mean? So you have to go where the need is. you know, the need is people with cancer, people with COVID, people with, you know, whatever. Restless leg syndrome. Do you know what I mean? You got to go where the need is. You can't come up with it yourself. So if you have children and you can help this pandemic and this crisis when we need you, you're all better people than we are. A four-year-old, that four-year-old is a better person than you are.